On page Mem Tes, I was going to say we're winding down the brachas. We're actually just winding up, so we should be able to say the brachas in the morning. We're up to Aite Yisrael B'Sifara, which is a bracha on Kisei Harosh, on covering our heads, which is something that we do, and I guess an explanation of why. Now, Oiz Yisrael B'Gvura, we said yesterday, or last time, refers to the separation between the lower half of the body and the upper half of the body, which symbolizes the spiritual being stronger than the physical, being more important than the physical. He says, Akav Mashiach Levarach Oite Yisrael B'Sifara Shabbat Kisoy Harosh. We come now to the covering of the head, Ashezeh Gam Kein Dover HaMiyuchad LiYisrael, which is also something that Jews do. We cover our heads. Somebody had a photo when the Pope visited Israel of Shimon Peres and the Pope and Benjamin Netanyahu all standing at attention. I guess they were playing some national anthem, and it said underneath the caption read, "Isn't it a shame that the only one wearing a yarmulke is the guy?" So there's something to it. A yid keeps his head covered. It's a continuation, as we'll see. He digresses. He says, every human being is surrounded by angels. Isn't that nice? They're all surrounded by angels. As we express, Mimini Michael, Mismaili Gabriel, Mufanai Ariel, Umeyachaira Rifael. We say that we're surrounded always by angels or by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the Kaychis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the world. She'esh lo'adam kesher im Melitza Yashir. Every person is connected to heavenly, Melitza Yashir benefactors. Vainu Dafkai Dekiyo Mitzvah Hashem. Kamashkasa Rambo B'Shele Azov. Amru Chacham Marishayim, call me Shieshlai, Tfilin Barayshai, Ubizrayai. Someone has Tfilin in his head and his arm, Mitzitzis Bibgadai, Mezuzah Bipischai, and Tzitzis, and Mezuzah Murzakushla Yechta. Shari Yeshlai Meskirin Rabim. He has many who will benefit him. Vein Hema Malachim Shematzil and Isaim, Lachatai Shanemar, as it says, Chayne Malach Hashem, Sovali Reya Vayachalze. So it's interesting, this is Lashon HaRambam. People check the mezuzahs if a person has a physical ailment or a person has, God forbid, physical misfortune. But really, it says in the Rambam, is if you do an Aveira, you say, uh-oh, I overslept my Kriya Shema, I better check my mezuzahs. Because there must be something wrong in the mezuzah. Mezuzah is not supposed to protect you from physical ailments. It's Mishyesh Lai, Tefillin Barayshib is right, it's Bibagadeh, Mezuzah Bepischai, Mozeku shalai yechta. Doesn't say Mozeku shalai yechla. So a person oversleeps in Kriya Shema, he should check his mezuzahs, no? Or he does something else that's improper. Speaks Lashon Hara, so he should go check his mezuzahs. You don't think so? No? Makes sense? What? Why? Why does it sound right? It's supposed to protect you.
Protects you, but not, it doesn't prevent you. The one that would be most obvious, I guess, is the
tzitzis,
because that's discrimination. It's with you all the time.
That's the one that would keep you from doing everything. So mezuzah is really all the time also. The mezuzah, you have the mezuzah always on your door. It's interesting, you know, the Gemara says that David HaMelech was in the Beis HaMerchetz and he felt bad that he was Orem in HaMitzvahs. So Kiveger says, why did he feel Orem in HaMitzvahs? He was Mekayem Mitzvahs Mezuzah all the time. Well, that's the Gemara says. He reminded him, he has Rosh Mila. But he has Mekayem Mezuzah. Yeah, but he has one in his house.
But you don't see
it
all the time.
Yes, he wanted something to remind him all the time. And the Mezuzah, you only see it when you're home.
Since
this reminds us all the time. So at any rate, what's the point he's getting to? That if a person has mezuzah, has schusim all around him, oz al roishi shchinas kel. Then he's zayich to have the shchina over him. Shchina shayra al misha mekayim amitzvah. Shchina maloshin shachin. Shchina is your neighbor. Hamayra al hiskarvu shemein hakadosh baruch hu la'adam. Kumayshim afsikim ben achelak elyon shel adam. Dainu tafkida of haruchniyim lechalka yatachtoi. V'tchunois av habehemiyas. Just like the belt is mafsik between the more spiritual parts of a person and the more physical parts of a person, so too, kerechiyav lechalik min hashchina kadosh hasharu lamaylo meireishenu lamayach shabareishenu between our heads and the shchina that's above us. Shekfi erech hashivas halev klape yareva ken yareva pi kama erech hashchina kadosh neged pascheges kayach hasechol shebimina anushi v'chachmosi v'daitai. Let's translate that. Just like there's a chashivus to the heart over the erva, which was Oite Yisrael b'gavura, to separate the heart and the erva. So ken yirba, it's many times greater the difference in the shchina that's on our head and our body. Ken amur chazal, kasi reishech, ki hechi ditavi aleichem sadishmaya. Keep your head covered as a remiss to Yerushalayim. She's playing him as a Yerzema Yira Vafachad Yakadish Baruchu. Kain Avanti Mdivereb Shemsham Shalfal Hirsch. Bahara Nitvas Bechayr. So let me quote you Shemsham Shalfal Hirsch's Lashon, as it is translated and put into the Hirsch Siddur. He, as usually, is very concise. He says, even as the lower part of the body should be subordinate to the upper part, and the physical must bow to the spiritual, which is Isaiah Shabbat Gvura. So also the spiritual aspect of our nature, together with the physical element under its domination, must humbly submit to God. That's a run-on sentence that explains the two brachas. Even as the lower part of the body should be subordinate to the upper part, and the physical must bow to the spiritual, so also the spiritual aspect of our nature, together with the physical element under its domination, must humbly submit to God. The Jew symbolically expresses this idea by keeping his head covered, and in disubordination to God, he finds his own honor, Ayte Yisrael B'Sifara. So the idea of the two brachis is very much symbolized by the guf, the belt that separates the lower part of the body from the upper part, and the head covering which separates or at least symbolizes the subordination of the head to the Shechina al Roish Shechina Seil, and v'shaya teres teferes shalish Yisraeli. That's the pride, the glory of a Jew. Yeah, tefillin shemeniach b'chol yayim. The tefillin you put on your head. L'chein minik Frankfurt. Our Frankfurt friend is not here today. The minik Frankfurt shabetishabav shemeniach and tefillin bein arvayim. A Tisha B'Av, where you put on tefillin by Milcha, aim of Archim Brachas u'Bishachris Ela Bein Arbayim. They make this bracha in the afternoon, not in the morning. What? No, I don't. I don't think we do that. We see all the brachas in the morning. Besides, our mouth is an automatic pilot. Once you start, it keeps on going. It says, I taste of so far. But this is the meaning. Now he's wondering, what about ladies? Ladies don't put on tefillin. Gam anoshim, afu b'shein lam kisei roish v'tefillin, yesh amidas atzniyus, ashezui tferes shal klal Yisrael. All right, sticks in a little bit for the ladies also. But I don't know, there's a certain symbolism in the head covering. Even though today it's not popular in culture today, the whole idea of covering one's head. But it always has been that way. Part of every uniform is a some type of a head covering. You know, sailors wear their silly white sailor hats, which serve no purpose. At least the baseball cap is a visor for the sun. But every what? Yeah, well, we don't bring a riot from them. But it's true. It's true. It's been human nature that head coverings are meaningful. And they have to symbolize something. It's interesting, we say HaNeshama Shebemaychi, that the Neshama is in the head. That's how he describes it. Right? The Neshama is on the head. It's very hard to understand what that means, that the Neshama is in the head. Why is the Neshama in the head? What's it got to do with the head more than anything else? It's not, It's not easy to follow why the neshama is in the head more than anything else. Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChayim describes it that way. But I don't know. Not a simple thing. Neshama, the life force of a person, is in his whole body. And so it's not simple at all. But anyway, we say it in the morning.
It's because of recognition that the Shechinah is everywhere we go, wherever we are.
Well, the Shechinah is above our head, and the hat is meant to be a sign of submission or just recognizing something above us.
Yeah.
The final bracha is Hanoisin Layoiv Kayach, my favorite bracha. He says, Birchas Hanoisin Layoiv Kayach Lehuva B'Gemara. Now this is a very extraordinary controversy about saying Hanoisin Layoiv Kayach. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. And like everything that's not mentioned in the Gemara that came later, there's a certain element of controversy over it. It's known that the Gra was generally against any additions to the Davni that don't have a source in earlier sources. The language of the Torah is Oid Bracha Achas Yesh B'Sidure Ashkenaz. Says the Ashkenazim have a bracha and they say Le'yoyev Kayach. And he explains what it means, which we'll get to in a minute. But he says that it's not part of the Gemara. It was instituted by the Rabbanan Savaroi. It happens to be last Thursday night I mentioned that the Rabbanan Savaroi added pieces to Gemara. Rabbanan Savaroi was a generation between the Amoraim and the Goyim. And there are a number of things that they appear to have added. Now, the Beis Yosef, who the Sfaradim generally follow, is not happy with this bracha. He says, Ma'acha shal niska b'talmud, eini yedeyach, hecha yirishus l'shol l'shum adam l'sakna. How can anybody make up a new bracha? U'matzasi be'ogur, sefer ogur, shorah mekatrigin mitamzeh. But Rambam lays kira. He says the Rambam doesn't mention this bracha. And therefore, the Beis Yosef comes to the conclusion that it should not be said that the bracha of Anaisei Kaya should not be said. Now, you know the Sfaradim do say it. They do say this Anaisei Kaya, this bracha which we're up to. The Sfaradim do say, even though the Beis Yosef says not to, and typically they follow with that. The Bach says the following. Ani Aimer, Hakadmainim Hayagarsin Kach Bigamara. When all else fails, change the Girsa. He says, Ani Aimer, the Kadmainim had Anaisin Avkayach in their version of the Gemara, and Mashakas of the Torah, Oid Bracha Echas Yesh Bisidure Ashkenaz, as if in Germany this Bracha was invented. But Salaimer Afa Pisha Bisidure Asfaradim, he means even though it's not found in the Sfaradic Sidurim, if you shall nimsa brachazu begir sasam bigamara, but come aki ikalameimer ashkenazim hayagarsan kach bigamara. Now, where do you just go fly off a handle and say that they had this girsa? See, he says he brings those who had a girsa, a baruch hamagbia shefallen, the Gemara. Hamagbia lifts up the low. And he says, well, you see, there was already a mix-up of Nuschais in the Gemara. So, why not? You have one mix-up of Nuschais, why not have a second? So he says that a nice Nevkayach belongs in the Gemara. It's not clear. It's clear that Arminic is to say it. It's not exactly clear that there was such a Girs in the Gemara. There are two other brachas that we say in our daily davening that have no source in the Gemara. Reb Chaim, which ones? The daily brachas. Baruch Shah Maril says no source in the Gemara. And by Mariv, the bracha after Shemar Amay Yisrael Lo'ad, the bracha that we say, the Yud Ches Pesukim, Baruch Hashem Lai Lama, maybe Amen, has no makar in the Gemara, although Tosis brings it in a few places. As you know, in Yisrael they don't say it, and Babich doesn't say it, and many who don't say it, because purely speaking, it has no makar. So I'm not sure. If a bracha has no makar, and you say it, at first glance, it makes it less chashuv. But at second glance, it really makes it more chashu that it survived the controversies and remained part of our siddur. And the bracha on Nisim Le'ev Kayach is really it's a very meaningful idea. Italian Jews. I don't know if there are any Jews left in Italy. Somebody once brought me an Italian siddur. He went to visit Italy. He brought back a gift, a siddur I can't use. But, you know, we have Ashkenaz, Sfarad, and Arizal. Really, there was a fourth, traditionally, a fourth Nusach. I forget the name. What was it? Atalanya or something. Catalanya. Nusach, right? It was called Catalanya. The Nusach of Italy, which just disappeared. All, the whole Italian Jewry somehow disappeared. What? Siddur Agra, it's not Nusach Agra is really the bare bones Nusach Ashkenaz, really. By what?
Taurus.
Okay. My Pesha Tava is conceptual. When we say, if you mishana from the Nusach, the Chazal said, that we paskin, that the, I think it's a case of Mishnah, that the concept has to be intact. If somebody comes to me and says, I messed up, I said the wrong Nusach. Well, what'd you say? If what you said is the same message, the same idea, then it's fine. So that has nothing to do with my Pesha Tava, it's an totally added bracha. Right, the expression "mepei yeshatov" is when you change a nusach, but it's something new.
What's the earliest?
It's a good question. What's the earliest we know of? I don't know because we don't have svarim from the Rabban and Savaroi, and the Turk doesn't quote a makar. He just says it's nimtza b'sidur Ashkenaz. The assumption is it's from the time of the Rabban and Savaroi. Rabban and Savaroi is immediately after. After the Gemara was sealed, yeah, 500, 600 that century. But what's amazing is the whole mitzvahs of Nisan Aliyah Kayach. You're exhausted, and you get up in the morning. The truth is, there's a freshness to the morning besides sleeping. The people who sometimes have occasion to stay up, they call it a second wind. You know, it doesn't happen during Shachar Shavuos morning, but it happens right after. There's a certain Frischkeit in the morning to start again. A person is tired, but there's a certain energy that comes into the world every morning, and that energy gives people the ability to do. See, there's no technical authority that's given to do it. It needs, the authority has to be a Klal Yisrael authority, and it has to be. And there's no clear line of authority by Klal Yisrael. They were the biggest in generation. Yeah, they held that they had the authority. You see, just to start it, Baruch Hanayis Lev Kayach Lehuva B'Gemara Himit Kufas Rabban and Savarai Shahayu Achar Ha'amayroim V'Kaidim Agayinim. They were after the Amayroim, generally understood to be roughly the 5th century, Kaidim Agayinim, which is 100 to 200 years later. Hemigiyu Nuschais HaGemara. They made some changes in Nuschach HaGemara. L'pam Maisifu is the Dvarim B'Sech HaGemara. Sometimes they added words into the Gemara. And Brachas Uniskan HaChesed Shaisa Kaddish Baruch Hu Ma'adam. The great kindness God does, that when you go to bed tired, you wake up awake. Some people wake up in the morning fully awake, and that's where it comes from. So it's a tremendous chesed that a person wakes up in the morning full of kayach. It's interesting, he says, oyef is tired. Yaif is really a inverted ayin and yun switched around. He says, yaif is exhausted. So oyef is tired, and yaif is, he says, is exhausted.